Chapter 9. And Job made answer and said, "Truly, I see that it is so, and how is it possible for a man to get his right before God? If a man was desiring to go to law with him, he would not be able to give him an answer to one out of a thousand questions. He is wise in heart and great in strength, whoever made his face hard against him, and any good came of it. It is he who takes away the mountains without their knowledge, overturning them in his wrath, who is moving the earth out of its place, so that its pillars are shaking, who gives orders to the sun, and it does not give its light, and who keeps the stars from shining, by whose hand the heavens were stretched out, and who is walking on the waves of the sea, who made the Bear and Orion, and the Pleiades, and the storehouses of the south, who does great things not to be searched out, yes, wonders without number. See, he goes past me and I see him not. He goes on before, but I have no knowledge of him. If he puts out his hand to take, by whom may it be turned back? Who may say to him, 'What are you doing?' God's wrath may not be turned back. The helpers of Rahab were bent down under him. How much less may I give an answer to him, using the right words in argument with him? Even if my cause was good, I would not be able to give an answer. I would make request for grace from him who was against me. If I had sent for him to be present, and he had come, I would have no faith that he would give ear to my voice. For I would be crushed by his storm, my wounds would be increased without cause. He would not let me take my breath, but I would be full of bitter grief. If it is a question of strength, he says, here I am. And if it is a question of a cause at law, he says, who will give me a fixed day? Though I was in the right, he would say that I was in the wrong. I have done no evil, but he says that I am a sinner. I have done no wrong, I give no thought to what becomes of me, I have no desire for life, it is all the same to me, so I say, he puts an end to the sinner and to him who has done no wrong together. If death comes suddenly through disease, he makes sport of the fate of those who have done no wrong. The land is given into the power of the evildoer, the faces of its judges are covered. If not by him, then who has done it? My days go quicker than a post-runner, they go in flight. They see no good. They go rushing on like reed boats, like an eagle dropping suddenly on its food. If I say, I will put my grief out of mind, I will let my face be sad no longer and I will be bright, I go in fear of all my pains, I am certain that I will not be free from sin in your eyes. You will not let me be clear of sin. Why then do I take trouble for nothing? If I am washed with snow water, and make my hands clean with soap, then you will have me pushed into the dust, so that I will seem disgusting to my very clothing. For he is not a man as I am, that I might give him an answer, that we might come together before a judge. There is no one to give a decision between us, who might have control over us. Let him take away his rod from me and not send his fear on me. Then I would say what is in my mind without fear of him. For there is no cause of fear in myself.